In all tribal cultures, every village had a sentinel.
Yes.
Now, a sentinel is chosen because of a genetic advantage. A sensory awareness that can be developed beyond normal humans. Your time spent in Peru has got to be connected with what's happening to you now. I've got hundreds of documented cases of one or two hyperactive senses, but not one single subject with all five. You could be the real thing.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Highlander, the TV series, but there's another show I want to review. I've always connected it with Highlander for some reason.
Who's this guy?
And that show is
me?
The Sentinel.
No, you don't have this much charisma.
The Sentinel was a Canadian television show.
Oh, it's Canadian.
It ran for 3.5 seasons.
3.5?
UPN for 65 episodes and shared 113 cast members with Highlander.
Whoa,
that is interesting. The show focuses around Detective James Ellison of the Cascade, Washington Police Department. After a three-day stakeout trying to catch a bomber known as the Switchman, he starts to develop heightened senses, and only an entomology student named Blair knows why.
That is...
In all tribal cultures, every village...
Let's just do that for an hour, dude.
Yeah.
Let's just play the Sentinel audio from the pilot.
It's a pretty good show.
Yeah, this is now a UPN podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we haven't really talked about it.
Come Town, the official UPN podcast. We're going to cover Sentinel.
We should do Ed and Eddie.
I just initiated Stav and Adam to Sentinel.
It's pretty good.
We kind of liked it.
Yeah. It's not... I mean, I just watched it.
We've been watching goofy bullshit that's bad. This was
really
pretty good.
It, but yeah, no,
it's the best of 7 days, Viper,
and Diagnosis and Murder.
Well, I don't know if that was
Diagnosis Murder is so good. Though.
It is good.
It is. I love that fucking show.
Diagnosis Murder was the best bad TV show I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's really good.
Because
you have a certified star. You got Dick Van Dyke in the mix.
And then
his dickhead son, who in real life is also his dickhead son.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's Barry Van Dyke.
No, I didn't realize.
Yeah, so what happens is we watch Diagnosis Murder, and Adam just stares at the stock market all day long.
No, I don't.
So he'll be on his phone scrolling through stocks, and then me and Stav will make jokes, and Adam will look up from his phone and repeat the things we had said.
Well, because they came to me, but I wasn't listening, so it was parallel.
It wasn't parallel thinking. Mm-hmm.
Or is that my subconscious was...
You were stealing.
Repeating.
Just steal it. He was stealing.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's good stuff. I mean, Sentinel's pretty good stuff. He's a hot... The main guy's pretty hot. Yeah.
UPN had a reality show. This is... People forget that this is... we're talking about the first couple of seasons of Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're brand new. So people didn't really know what direction reality shows were going to go. And fucking... Fox had their own called Temptation Island.
Of course. I remember that. You should jack off to Temptation Island.
Yeah, where people were on an island. They had to not fuck each other.
Yeah.
I think that was the temptation. And then, of course, they did. You would just watch people fuck on night vision camera.
Yeah, they would be blurred. Their dicks and pussies would be blurred.
Yeah.
But I would easily jack off to that
kind
of thing.
Sex. Oh, yeah, that's sex. I count that.
Because here's
as
the other
sex.
Thing. That's also at the highlight of night vision being horny because of One Night in Paris.
And then
let's not forget.
And then the UPN, they had, because UPN had SmackDown at the time. So they had some kind of agreement with WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And their reality show was a show called Manhunt, where it was just people on an island and John Cena run around with a gun.
Wait,
hunting.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
It was the
at
most
all.
Dangerous game.
Yeah.
Did he kill them? If
well, it was a paintball gun, but it was they had John Cena like dressed as an army man, and they would just be hunted by a bodybuilder.
I don't remember that one at all.
Yeah.
I do remember SmackDown coming to UPN. That was huge. I also remember. I remember, like I said, the show with Eddie Griffin and
I watched every episode
Malcolm and Eddie.
Of Manhunt as they aired, and I remember being excited for the finale to find out who won.
You know, but you didn't watch SmackDown.
I would watch SmackDown, but I was never really into wrestling.
Right.
It was just, I mean, I would just watch everything that was on UPN.
Of course, you were a UPN guy.
You were a company man.
Yeah.
That was a great fucking channel.
This is John Cena before WWE, too, by the way.
Get the really? Fuck out. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was not on.
Wait, he was a game show host, and was he a rapper, too?
No.
Or that his character was like hip-hop?
Wait, why would that be a fucking tie-in with SmackDown, then?
But because Manhunt was supposed to feature SmackDown wrestlers, and then it fell apart.
Then, but that doesn't make any sense that John Cena was just a rant and then he got hired by the WWE.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever do you guys remember the when they were WWF and it was also the World Wildlife Fund or Foundation?
Yes. Yeah. And then the pandas were like, "You can't use the same name as us."
I don't think pandas talk.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that can go to court do. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing an impression because a lot of them speak Chinese. And
right.
Yeah.
I want the audience to know what the pandas are saying.
They wouldn't understand.
Because you have the ability to speak Chinese.
Well, the pandas would be, yes, they would be.
They would be speaking.
Nick's brain is also
Mandarin or Cantonese?
Pandanese.
His internal monologue is Chinese.
It's Pandanese. You
perceive the world in Pandanese.
That's what's going on in my head.
Yeah, he's constantly translating.
It's Pandanese.
Yeah.
That's actually. Got some clicks in the
mix.
Well, it's the most advanced language is Pandanese.
Yeah, it's like a combination of various world languages.
Call it.
It's this beautiful tongue that pandas and racist autistic guys only speak.
What was that? They tried to start a new language.
Esperanto.
Esperanto, yeah. William Shatner was into it.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, they tried to trick black people into speaking it by naming it after a Cadillac.
Yeah.
the Esperanto.
That was the greatest trick.
It was a big thing back in the 70s. They were like, how do we get them to stop talking like that? They're like, we'll make up a new language and call it El Dorado.
Right.
They're like, whoa. Esperanto.
Yeah. Esperanto.
Esperanto just sounds like Spanish, though.
It sounds like Spanish.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the middle of all the languages.
Are you fucking serious? They tried this?
Mm-hmm.
What does it sound like?
It's like, we already did that. It's called English. Colonialism is the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just speak English. God dang it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. English is just a bunch of people speaking a bunch of different languages in the same place. And then it just became one fucked up language.
Yeah, I guess there are like native speakers of this bullshit.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Are there?
From where?
The most,
I don't know. This is. I love the idea of doing like one of those like did you know research podcasts.
But we haven't even
just like look at Wikipedia.
Yeah, we're like, isn't there that fucking made up shit?
It was intended to be a universal second language. There should be different languages depending on what class you're in. I feel like not just accents, but full languages.
Yep.
So once you start making a certain amount of money, you get access to Pandanese.
Yeah.
Never below that. It's like, what is he saying? And you're like, the one go by, why? And then a panda just nods at you.
Yeah. Dude.
Like, yeah, I won't tell
that you. Would be so tight to be able to communicate with a panda.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would love to go down their little slides.
Yeah, just a panda, like, looking at you and then looking back angrily at me and then saying something. And then in subtitles it says, I don't look like him.
And I'm like, what's going on, Nick?
Yeah.
Is the panda happy?
Is a frowning panda upset?
Do you
I'm not fat in the panda world. This is just what panda... We're all this size. I can see that he's a fat human. I'm a normal size for a panda.
Wait. Fuck that panda, dude. The panda should be fucking honored to look like me.
Yeah. The pandas, don't they eat like 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
They're always just fucking munching.
Yeah,
and
all
they
day
bust
long.
Fast.
Do they?
I think
they
got
to get back to eating.
Is that the problem that they don't fuck that much?
Oh, that's why they're endangered?
You got to make me a panda, dude. We need to do a Freaky Friday panda switch.
You fuck
make
all
me
this.
A panda. I'll mm-hmm. fill up every panda pussy I come across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you so that's where the name Panda Express comes from. Is it a lot of the sauce is just different colored panda cum.
Whoa.
And
they're using it for sauce instead of.
Well, pandas cum so much faster than any other animal in Chinese cuisine. Is animal cum is a huge ingredient.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
They, you know, I mean, it takes 15 minutes to suck off a dog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To get the sauce you need before cooking the dog mm-hmm. and then right. glazing it with its
the,
own
one
cum.
Of the that's one of the biggest delicacies is a dog poached in its own cum.
Yeah, twice mm-hmm. twice fuck dog.
They call it Beijing twice fuck dog.
Yeah. you know the panda comes so quick.
Right.
That's why it's like, you know, we paid $10 million to rent the pandas for the National Zoo.
That's mm. true.
But a lot of people think we rented them from some Chinese zoo, and they don't have those there. We just rented them from the big cum restaurant.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Good Lucky Dragon. Number 64.
Yeah, BJ Chang's.
BJ Chang's.
That's a big restaurant over there.
Damn, I would love to go to BJ Chang's. And it's just mm-hmm. a Chinese lady with yeah. big fake tits that sucks your dick yeah. and feeds you egg rolls.
Well, there is. I remember his wow. famously.
That would be awesome.
I'm just smiling.
Famously,
BJ Chang's.
There was that story where they had to close the Rainforest Cafe in Dallas because. Uh-huh. It was they built it next to like near this Asian community, and the families were going in there and trying to suck off the gorilla.
Is that so?
Yeah, they would go suck its dick, and they're like,
it's
"Sir,
not
there's
the
not
same animal.
There's no cum in this gorilla's
he's
balls.
Like, he's like, it's empty.
Well, they would demand refunds.
Yeah, why it's empty?
Now I didn't realize gorillas were indigenous to China.
Well, they thought they were a different type of
panda.
They thought they were American
like
pandas.
A strong yeah. panda,
mm-hmm.
like kind of like a pit bull versus a bulldog.
Yeah. Yeah, so they had to close. That's where the Rainforest Cafe went out of business.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
This was in weird Dallas.
That's what they said to those guys too.
Mm-hmm. It was in Dallas. You said
they sucked them out of business.
Yeah.
They have that many Chinese people in Dallas.
Oh, there's a big community.
There's a big community. Yeah. Dude. They love the rodeo.
This is all new information to me, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Now, why would somebody assume a gorilla was an American panda?
Well, they don't.
Because they don't have any white.
I would love to go to the rodeo and, like, you know, just like use the bathroom at the rodeo and then come out. My pants are still down my ankles and I'm like wiping my ass at the sink. Mm-hmm. My penis is out and people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, sorry, this is my first rodeo.
There you go. No, I'm sorry, folks. It's my first rodeo. Yes. Yeah, Nick really got himself with that one. God damn.
My fault, fellas. Never been to one of these before.
Like,
you have the whole spigot in your ass. You were using it like a dildo. You were fucking yourself with the sink.
Just putting the sink.
There's water.
Faucet in my ass and turning it on. Spraying shit all over the
water.
All in the mirror. Sorry, this is my first rodeo.
That would be cool.
That would be
really funny to see, honestly.
Yeah, that's that one crucial punchline. The build up is it's beautiful. I get what you were going for there.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Whew. Okay.
All right.
I'm ready to do the show. I'm ready to get back to work.
Look, break time's over, Nick. You can enjoy that image of you pulling your shitty ass cheeks apart and sliding a faucet in your ass. Well, a guy from fucking Texas looks on horrified.
Yeah, I've never been to the rodeo.
Sorry. Ain't never been to one. Did you actually go when you were in Austin ever?
Never in Austin. I used to go to the Cowtown Rodeo in New Jersey as a child.
Really?
Yeah.
There's Cowtown Rodeo?
Yeah, in South Jersey, it's cowboy country. Mm. They
what?
Got a little cowboy area of New Jersey.
No, they don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like in between Philly and Atlantic City is like the cowboy area.
They wear like cowboy hats.
Yeah, it's called Cowtown. It's weird.
Cowtown Rodeo.
Yeah,
that's where I used to have a hat that says Jesus is my boss. That I used to wear all the time.
And you got at the Cowtown Rodeo.
And then like Nate Bargatze did a photo shoot with that hat years later. Mm. I guess he found it separately. I'm like, well, no, I guess I can't wear that hat anymore.
But great minds.
Yeah, I guess I lost a bit to.
Yep.
In that sort of way.
Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Jesus is my motherfucking boss.
Damn, we should go to Cowtown.
I would go.
Yeah.
I would go. My shit is kicked in. I'm invincible.
Yeah, I'm going to go down there and meet some rough customers. You know?
You get fucked in the ass by guys with calluses on their hands. You can even feel that fucking
by some
thick.
By some ranch hands.
Yeah. And then one of them gets AIDS from you, and it's like New Jersey.
You devastate the community.
New Jersey's buyer's club.
You're patient zero.
Yeah. I sent
that. Let me ask you something. You telling me a regular cowboy is some kind of fag?
They're like, well, we can give you HIV medicine. He's like, nah, I refuse to take it. And it's a story about one man that kept saying he wasn't gay in 2021 until he died of AIDS.
No, I'm not taking no pills that a gay guy would take.
Yeah, I'm just a regular cowboy.
I'm a fucking cowboy. I'm a cowboy.
Yeah, this place is only 2 hours and 43 minutes away from here.
That's so far.
That's
actually
basically Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know what's even further away, Adam?
What is that?
Is the... Wait, never mind.
What is that?
I did the math wrong. I was going to say the tip of your dick from your asshole, but that would make it big.
Yeah, so that's what you were thinking.
It could make it.
He
how
was
about
thinking
this?
That my dick
the tip
was,
of his dick from
was,
the,
you know,
from the center
really
of his
big.
Asshole.
Just doing math, you fucking idiot.
No, you were, but in your the brain, my dick
how about
was big.
Your dick, your, the tip of your dick,
you know what it is?
From
you know
the depths
away?
Of your asshole.
The entrance to your ass from the end of your ass.
No, but that's not what you were thinking. You were actually thinking the distance between my ass and the end of my penis, which is...
You know, it's
it is no, no. He's right, but it's only because away. Your asshole is 3 hours deep.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna contact the
so
Guinness
my
Book
dick
of
is negative 15 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. See that?
That's a horrible way
see
to
that?
Find out.
See how that's flipped
in
on
public
you
dude? Right now in front of all these fans of the
you
show.
Your asshole is 3 hours deep.
My
dick your
dick
is negative
15
minutes long. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's right. My dick saves time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just exit one off the Jersey Turnpike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cowtown.
That's not bad.
Cowtown, right by the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
I
just saw a dead body next to the Delaware
That's
Memorial
so
Bridge.
Fucked.
Yeah.
I wonder
how
who
dead
was
it?
I mean, they were loading it into the fucking like corners, man.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Someone shit. Jumped, you think?
No, they got in a car accident.
Oof.
Oh.
Are they on. Sexy?
You're a fucking disrespectful piece.
Could you
of
see
I'm
their
sorry,
car?
I didn't mean to disrespect
asking,
the dead.
Asking how someone died.
I'm,
you see,
should I
could you see the
asked.
Corpse's penis?
I did. It was hanging out of their bag.
Why didn't they zip it in?
It was stuck on the zipper.
That's disrespectful.
They're zipping it up. I think it's the dick is
gone. Oh, classic. There's something about Mary.
The whole dick and balls are out of the fucking bag.
Up. The zipper goes around him.
It's the body it's bag so with the fucking dick and balls hanging out.
Oh, God. The guys down at the morgue probably have a lot of fun with that one.
That's a classic morgue bit.
Yeah, this guy died at the rodeo. It was his first time
this
at the rodeo and he died.
A fucking Kohler sink broke off in his ass and caused internal bleeding.
We're taking this guy to the morgue. It's his first time at the rodeo. Daddy, why is his dick and balls out there? You'll understand when you're older, son. There's something about the West that you can't. When you're in Western
That's
New
when
Jersey.
You're in the West.
Here in the West, man's good. Man's direction in life is different.
That is such a good visual, dude.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Dick and balls in a motherfucking bag. So, I'm sorry, Captain. I don't know how this happened. We're out of bags.
It's all like pinched at the bottom and the top.
It's stuck. We're out of bags. We're going to have to transport it like this.
We don't want to unzip it and cause more damage in a murder investigation. The murderer gets off because they tampered with the penis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Classic.
I got a penis you can tamper with, Adam.
Why?
What do you mean? Adam loves tampering with guns.
So it can't be presented as evidence?
No, you're just going to tamper with it. I don't know. It has nothing to do with it. You can tamper with something that's not in a, you know, in a fucking court.
No, I only know the court version of that. That's how my brain works.
Yeah. I bet it does.
Well, I'll tell you what also works is smokable CBD.
Oh, that works good. And does it,
cushy dreams
and stuff. Does it
works
ever,
really,
brother.
It works perfectly.
Mm-hmm. I love smoking cushy dreams when I go to the rodeo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they think you're some sort of ganja-smoking, you know, criminal. Mm-hmm. And then you tell them.
Adam, why don't you tell the good folks at home about cushy dreams for a little bit while I just rest my eyes here for a second.
Yeah. Nick just rolled his eyes into the back of his head. We can only see the whites.
That's how I rest my eyes.
Undertaker style?
Yeah.
That was such an awesome move.
Cushy Dreams is a line of premium smokable CBDs.
That's so
CBDs.
Cool. Is all right. Undertaker's like autistic kid angry look.
Yeah. Oh, dude, how many? But although, to be fair, that's kind of a chicken or the egg. I feel like he caused, he is the cause.
He taught them.
He taught those autistic people. Yeah. It's the Undertaker. He's being neuroatypical. We've never seen this before. Oh, my God. He's color coding all those Legos very fast.
Oh, and here comes the sensory overloadian. Mm-hmm. And he's got pieces of Velcro that he's rubbing on the Undertaker's forearms.
Uh-oh, he's screeching.
The Undertaker's screeching. He's screeching and punching himself in the side of the head. They call him that because he has to undertake the difficult task of living as a neuroatypical boy.
Of navigating the world.
In a world
with autism.
In a world that would consider him a fag even if he was just an eccentric normal guy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, and actually the only thing that caused
cushy dreams.
The Undertaker's autism, the only thing that
fixed it
was smoking cushy dreams.
CBD.
Mm-hmm. And not just any smokable CBD, CBD from our friends at cushydreams.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with premium buds that are hand-selected by botanists in California.
They got one of those fucking from New Jack City. It's one of those warehouses where
naked
every
girls.
Bitch has their titties out.
Yeah, stop.
And they're picking
look
all
at this picture
CBD.
Of this guy riding this horse.
What is the picture?
Get a different picture, man.
What's the picture?
No, you know, let's see it.
Come on, let me see.
He looks like, the guy looks like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's. He looks like he's doing a fucking but getting his dick sucked at the same time.
Go to cowtownrodeo.com and take a look at this guy.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to cure your autism or if you just want to chill out, have a nice time, watch the UPN lineup from 2000 on bootleg DVDs.
Yeah, how about you hit up our friends at cushydreams.com and you order some of their premium line of smokable CBD. They got Hustle, Chill,
uh-huh. They got Dream, they got Dream. Create. They got strains for your whole thing. They got Acquit, mm-hmm. And you can commit any crime. If you smoke that, you'll be fine.
And marijuana has now been legalized in New York State, but now it's more badass actually to be.
Now
smoking
it's cool. Before CBD. We're gonna be honest. Before it was gay. When
before
we told
it
you
was.
To buy
before
CBD.
It wasn't badass.
It was. Yeah. Now it is. But I just read this. The Cowtown Rodeo is the most well-known rodeo in the United States.
Why?
That's how shitty rodeo is. It's just this fucking.
No, San Antonio. Don't they have a better rodeo?
No, I don't think so. I think people are confusing rodeo with matadors.
The Spurs go on a 1 month road trip every year.
Yeah, I think bullfighting is cruel, but if they did it where it was like one of those autistic kids that puts his arms behind them and runs with his backpack,
mm-hmm.
And then there's a
Naruto
guy
Naruto running.
What's that? Yes.
Naruto
yeah,
running.
Yeah, yeah, that
Naruto.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
If it would like one of those guys going through like a towel while he gets like stabbed with a little stiletto, yeah. That would be cool to watch.
That would be awesome and less and cruel.
This is the Undertaker brought to you by Cushy Dreams.
Brought to you by Cushy Dreams. Would the rodeo be better if we were killing the retarded?
Not killing. Just,
Cushy Dreams.
Just stabbing
so.
Them
just
a little
stabbing,
bit. They don't
okay.
kill the bulls at the bullfight.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. But then what do they do? Get another
they
bull?
They eat them.
Oh, they do?
No, they let the bulls kill
they
the
famously
people.
Kill them. and eat
No,
them.
That's in the Matadors, dude, I thought.
That's what the fuck Nick is talking about, you fucking dunce.
I thought you were talking about the rodeo.
It brought to you by Cushy
Dreams. Brought to you by Cushy Dreams.
Cushy Dreams.
anyway.
Sorry, I was looking at pictures of cowboys right now on my phone. And
yeah, you're looking at a picture of cowboys with their hard dicks.
Yeah.
Coming out of their fucking dungarees.
So, yeah, if you're a fan
screaming
of the show...
Screaming out of their dungarees.
If you're a fan of the show, Cushy Dreams wants to reward you for listening to our show.
For your loyalty
for
to
your
the
loyalty
program.
To us. And that's why you can go to cushydreams.com and put in promo code Cumtown.
I think it's 20. Cumtown.
Cumtown.
I think it's just Cumtown.
Nick?
And you receive 20% off your order.
Your first order from
Cushy
Dreams.
Or I think any order.
Or any order. Forever.
You know, who knows?
Dude,
who knows?
Spain is the gayest country in the world.
Why?
Look at
that?
Look at these fucking people.
I know.
Even like the clothes and then the stance. I mean, this is atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I like the clothes.
Yeah.
I would love to wear a fucking bullfighter's outfit, but not cause harm to a bull. Well, I guess I'd like to eat a steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bulls wouldn't be tasty.
Why not?
Because they're like too athletic and muscular. Their meat would be tough.
I bet you we eat bulls.
I think you need like a fat, lazy woman.
Cow?
Cushy Dreams is brought to you by the same people that came up with Bob Evans.
Yes.
Is that so?
Yes. Cushy Dreams is
I'm pretty sure you eat bull and it tastes good.
Can we please just get to the read?
I'm the only
one here trying to stay on.
You're right. No, bulls are usually not used for me. Bulls are usually larger than other cattle.
The only part of a bull that's
they got a
is,
premium, Adam. Your job was talking about Cushy Dreams.
I did already. You weren't listening. You were looking at Spanish guys on your phone.
That's true. You were pulling up your fucking bookmarks. And then one of the
You're
the
like, it's
so Spanish
tragic
guys.
How he goes in there and fights the bull. And I gave him my love before his match.
I can't wait to give a little stab to my boyfriend to dress up like a homo. Wave a tiny flag at my big boyfriend. And when he run past, I give him little prick.
Oh, apparently we eat bulls as ground beef because they're tougher.
Really? And also the testicles for shows like Fear Factor and, you know, gross out kind of reality TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to eat a bull's balls.
Mm-hmm. Cushy Dreams is brought to you by viewers like you.
That's right.
Shit.
Dude, I rarely do this, but I have to piss. I'm sorry.
That's fine, dude.
That's fine.
Well, while you're gone, we'll just talk about a new website, cushydreams.com. Cushy Dreams, look. This stuff, I tell you, it's smokable CBD flower.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in pre-rolled joints.
Yeah.
There's like 8 different types. They all got dumb names. I think they do different shit. That's explained on the website.
Mm-hmm. They all do different shit. That's the point.
And they also have nitrogen sealed tins. If you're one of these, I got to break my own weed up guy. I like the pre-rolls because that takes a step out of it that I always thought which shouldn't have been my job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That should be the damn factory workers.
They should be making the joints for me.
Yeah.
But I've tried oils in the past, and it doesn't really do anything for me.
Yeah. Gummies, CBD gummies, that's a racket.
It's all fake.
This is the only real way to enjoy CBD and for it to make your life so much better.
Yeah.
In a quantifiable way.
Yeah.
Is to smoke the real flower.
You gotta try it. You gotta go to cushydreams.com, promo code Cumtown20, I think.
Oh, I think it's just Cumtown.
It's just Cumtown or Cumtown20.
Just try it out.
You know, I'm going to do it now. So we're going to go shop now.
Okay, nice.
And we're going to tell you about they got a picture of the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
When I think CBD, I think the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Which is weird because none of it, it's all from those like obnoxious, like Northern California.
Oregon.
Yeah, weed country.
Oh, weed country.
Well, New York is about to be...
Anybody that's ever been like, oh, I really got to go. I got to go see Humboldt or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, just stay there forever. Don't ever come back.
For sure.
Yeah.
I have no patience.
None whatsoever.
For California, but especially Northern California.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
At least Southern California has the, you know, the courtesy of announcing itself as just like retarded trash.
Mm-hmm.
Northern California, where they're like, oh, we got coffee shops and
we're intelligent.
So true. They don't have those in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. They got none of that shit.
They do not have a single coffee shop.
No, they have fake tits.
And they show up here in New York and they're like, I'm just trying to get a fucking burrito, bro, and go surfing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, pal,
you're in the fucking wrong place, chief.
Yeah, I'm like, pal, I'm just trying to get through this damn rodeo. And obviously, I'm struggling.
I'm scared.
I'm struggling.
My ass is so dirty. I've been too scared to go to the bathroom.
My pants are soaking wet. And now my socks are soggy, too.
Covered in shit. And they're wet.
I'm all squishy.
And I'm afraid part of the sink broke off into my ass, and it's causing internal bleeding.
My dick's zipped up in this body bag, and my shoes are all squishy.
I hope I can drive home.
I'm trying to learn how to go to the rodeo. So select your next smoke here with the pre-rolls. We go to CBD pre-rolls at CushyDreams.com.
I do love the half-gram little joints they have.
The Dream
now.
Pre-roll, $15. That's less than I thought.
Those make my dick hard.
See, we
Cushy
get
Dreams, if you're listening, please
they
send
sponsor
me
us, so we get this shit for free.
I haven't gotten a care package in quite some time.
I've been smoking
this
shit thinking it was like, this is like $400 each. Yeah. I thought I was smoking.
And
like,
it would have been worth every goddamn
penny.
Yeah,
I would have spent that.
But $15 is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if it was this cheap to smoke a cigarette. It only costs $15.
That would be it. Mm-hmm. I'd be
oh,
addicted.
I love this, dude. Smokable hemp CBD pre-rolls, $15, or 4 interest-free payments of $375 with Sezzle.
If that you were putting...
This is the best thing. Here you go. You can finance fake weed with Cushy Dreams.
If you even thought for 1 second to do that, do yourself a favor and kill yourself.
Yeah, my credit
Take
score is 5.
Take a knife to your fucking jugular.
All right, add the cart.
I'm gonna do the payment system because I'm trying to build up credit.
You're trying to build up your credit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the coupon code. Let's put in Cumtown and see what happens.
I'm pretty sure it's gonna work. I have a really good feeling.
Cumtown, apply coupon.
Let's see.
Coupon code applied successfully.
Nice.
Oh, coupon code Cumtown. It gets you $6 off.
From what?
From the fucking from $30, so that's 20%.
20% off. That's a big discount.
That's really nice stuff. Yeah. So go over there, do that. Mm-hmm. Use the promo code, and as always, remember, smoke your CBD
because you can.
Because you can. One of the best. One of the absolute best mottos any company has ever.
And if
had.
You can't mm-hmm. smoke it, then don't smoke it. If you're one of those voice box guys,
mm-hmm.
don't do that, man. You smoked enough. I'm sick of these fucking voice box guys.
My penis is small. The doctor had to try to make my dick bigger by putting a hose down my throat and blowing it up with a bicycle pump.
Yeah.
But it just blew the faucet out of my ass, and everyone at the rodeo laughed at me.
Your doctor did the operation at the rodeo?
I spend a lot of time at the rodeo.
But I thought it was your first rodeo.
That I wanted to get it all in. I made a day of it.
Wow, that's so fucking interesting. Dude, I think I'm dying. I got this headache.
I dialed the wrong number one time and got one of those guys.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, this is wild.
It's so crazy to sound like that.
So they put a little microphone up to their throat or what?
I don't know.
Well, there was like another speaker. There was like feedback noises and shit.
It's really scary.
Do you think if they put that...
Are you calling for me?
And I'm like, oh, is this fucking Alex's house?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you
are you his uncle, robot butler?
His uncle that's visiting?
Yeah.
Is a robot?
Yeah.
Obviously, that was the wrong guy. I felt bad.
Yeah.
Because no one's calling him.
No.
Mm-hmm.
My family hates talking to me on the phone.
You know what, though? Probably texting. That guy's probably really good at texting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's probably gotten so good at texting. He's probably really good at sexting chicks.
Oh, he's so good at sexting.
Yeah.
Although, I was going to say, do you think it feels good to put your if it vibrates to put your voice box on a clit and talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's
what
a
they
possibility.
Do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They sing
Does this feel good to you?
You fucking whore,
bitch.
Why did you say dot, dot, dot?
I don't know how these work. I was confusing it for Stephen Hawking for a second.
There's it.
I would have loved... I wish Stephen Hawking were still alive because, you know, his chair would exist in, like with, like, Wi-Fi. It would be, like, on Wi-Fi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they'd have to update
the... hack it.
Update. You could update it, and then Stephen Hawking could be going... giving a speech somewhere, and he's rolling his chair up to the podium, and he's like, "Good afternoon, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, this...
apologies.
There seems to be something has gone a goofy with my computer voice, but because I am already here, we must continue the program.
I am giving a lecture on getting side pussy from your nurse."
Yeah.
Black holes. Why do they call them that? By Stephen Hawking. Have you ever noticed there are too many coconuts, but not enough bananas? I did not type that.
I want to be clear. That was not me.
There is someone, there is a trickster god playing jokes. I did not say that either.
Someone is playing a joke, but I...
The witch doctor has put a curse on my computer. I'm not saying any of this.
Please unplug me.
Yes, I may be a celebrity and a popular target for pranks, but don't forget I'm also a cripple. Mm-hmm. I did. That part was me. Whoever is doing this, please return the bananas to my house. That was not... I did not say that part.
Fuck.
Then he just lets one racist one go just because he's got total cover.
Mm-hmm. It would be cool too, like before Stephen Hawking's, like, he has like a big speech or whatever, and he has to go out on stage. Uh-huh. You like secretly put like a fish hook under one of his sleeves, and then you're in the rafters above the thing. Yes, and he's on stage talking, and you just take his like hand off the chair, and you make it look like he's jacking off. And he's like, "I am not doing that.
That's not me."
Yeah. And they're like, "Stephen Hawking can finally beat off again. We found the cure."
I bet.
Sadly, it was yet again another prank.
Just a prank.
Someone playing a prank on Stephen's gay body.
Damn, imagine really wanting to jack off and not being able to.
Oh, my God. The world of torture. That's why he had to devote himself to math.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he missed jerking off so much.
Yeah, you can't do that. They put you in a straitjacket in an insane asylum. You can't beat off.
Dude.
Because you could call it a gay jacket because that's what you are if you don't beat off.
Yeah, totally. That's true.
Because the longer you go without beating off, the gayer your thoughts get, I find.
Did you know anyone that thought it was gay to beat off? Did you know anyone that thought it was...
No.
Oh, because it's a penis in your hand?
I don't know.
You would hear it every once... You would hear that argument every once in a while, but... Never from anyone. Not in good faith.
I think
faith.
You maybe as a kid feel that way until you jack off one time.
Yeah, you're like, this is awesome.
And then you're like, this is great. Rocks. I'm fucking gay.
I'm gay, but I was thinking about a girl. How am I gay?
So how is that gay? Mm-hmm. My hand is only the gay part.
Yeah.
I got a gay hand.
My hand is gay, but my dick is so straight.
My dick is straight. My brain.
Because I was thinking about the Takara from... ANTM, America's Next Top Model.
I don't know what that is.
She's a plus size model on that show. I jacked off to her quite a bit.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. There's a video, a TikTok I saw of a little kid stealing his grandma's voice box and then using it to auto-tune while he sings. It's pretty cool. It's really creative.
That's
and
awesome.
He gets yelled at by his mom or something.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck that bitch.
I feel like you have to be Puerto Rican to have one of those.
A voice box?
Yeah, one of the electric things.
No, it's plenty of white trash people have them.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. Greektown was... There was I don't think
I don't think I've ever seen anyone with one in real life.
There was somebody on my fucking block that had one.
Outside of that one phone call... Because I can't imagine if I lost my voice box, then I would not speak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this lady that I'm thinking of was just some fat old lady, like a fat old white trash that smoked still. And I don't think she talked that much, but she had one. Mm-hmm. And then she just gave me some pussy. And there was a Greek guy that had it too. This kid rules.
That kid's incredible.
Wait, that would her voice could do that?
I mean, I think,
or it's only when you use an actual useful voice.
With you, useful voice. No, her voice is differently abled.
Okay, I see.
But that kid's
incredible.
Dude,
how much does that thing cost? I want one.
I kind of want one.
Play that
too.
Again one more time.
That it looks so fun. He's incredible.
I love that kid, dude. He's yeah, he's very. When you said little kid, I did not think someone that little.
Yeah, he's little.
He's like
as
six.
He's also more light skinned than I imagined.
Interesting.
Yeah, what I was picturing a much darker child.
I was actually picturing a white trash kid.
Yeah, interesting.
So
yeah, so that's. That let that be a lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of my sort of disdain for the light skinned community.
Sure. Sure. That's one of your big anytime you talk about Nick, he's always talking about how much he hates light skins.
It would be funny if there's just like a redneck that's like, don't get me started on them light skin fellas.
Them light skin boys.
Just getting all the pussy.
Getting whatever they want with their green eyes.
Speaking of getting pussy, you can do that at
Blue Chew or with
no.
Or would you want to bet
at MacWeldon.com?
Oh yeah,
yeah. You can get pussy from. You'll be taking your MacWeldon underwear off to get pussy when you finally get it by wearing the MacWeldon.
You know, I had a fun thing happen.
You'll finally get pussy from wearing MacWeldon that you'll want to keep it on while having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And use the hole.
I had a fun thing happen. I was wearing MacWeldons, mm-hmm. and the part that covered the penis was a darker blue mm-hmm. for some reason than the outside part. And I was, after eating pussy for a while, because I'm a gentleman, I eat pussy first.
With a top hat on.
I was eating, I had a bib and a top hat on.
And a monocle.
Mm-hmm. And the monocle popped off, because once I see the pussy, I'm like, my word, and it pops off. So it's all part of
his cummerbund.
It's all part of
heaven.
It's all part of the production. Uh-huh. And it was finally my turn to get my knob.
Razzle dazzle theatrical.
I'm a theatrical when it comes to getting pussy.
Yeah,
when
this is Stav over here. Suit.
That's exactly how picture of Porky Pig naked, other than wearing a jacket. And
that's how he's always dressed.
Yeah.
Anyway, my underwear came off, and it was a darker blue than the rest.
That's Stav.
That is me, dude.
Porky
I don't care.
Pig is so gay.
Stav on a shot.
No, he's not. Yeah. Take that back. He's cool.
I'm a faggot. That's
dude,
what he said.
Yeah, he had a voice and a speech impediment.
Stop saying that about Porky Pig, who I did like as a child for no reason.
Did you?
I did. I thought he was a nice guy. Anyway, I was asked if I had already come in my pants, in my MacWeldons, because it was a darker,
they were darker
shade. And I said no. And so,
and she was like,
wow,
what?
Now I get even more cock, and
that's
I was
so
like,
funny.
That's right.
A woman just like meant, like preparing herself to not look shocked that you came in your pants.
No, she was shocked. Thank you very much.
Yeah, she was like,
because I made no indication.
I figured this
my
was
dick was
happen.
Very hard, mm-hmm. and I made no indication that I had come in my pants.
This guy's probably gonna come in his pants.
No, she said it like, what? She was confused because of how firm my erection was. It was not the kind, and maybe that had a little something to do with a different sponsor that I won't name right now because they are not paying for anything mm-hmm. currently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, this Yosemite Sam, Roadrunner Taz, Bugs Daffy, Sylvester, Tweety, Porky, Tuxedo Vest.
It's awesome.
I'm going to have to order that for my cousin's wedding.
So anyway, my point is...
my cousin's funeral is coming up.
Yeah, I need something that shows a little pizzazz, but it's still black and white.
Yeah,
it's
still my Looney Tunes tuxedo.
It's formal.
It's formal.
My boss's daughter's funeral.
Yeah.
My boss... Her daughter died of juvenile leukemia.
Yep. So that's she liked Looney Tunes.
It's such a substitute teacher that you just know is going to be tortured the second you see them.
When they have a vest.
Wearing that kind of a vest.
Yeah, if it's a man, for sure.
If it's a man, that's what we called fresh meat.
So anyways, Mack Weldon underwear out. Looks like you came in your pants.
So it'll look like you busted. But then, and so the girl for a second will be upset, but then, guess what? You didn't bust. You have plenty of cock to give her, and you've made her night. So get Mack Weldon's if you want to pull the wool over a woman's eyes temporarily.
They look like
it's polo
busted.
Season, and the new silver knit polo is available at Mack Weldon, mm-hmm. featuring the cotton blend fabric and an antimicrobial ionic silver designed to keep you cool and comfortable from the golf course to the backyard cookouts.
Mm.
So, you know, it's for every race. Every race is with it.
I don't think they meant that at all.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just no matter what race you are.
You don't think Mack Weldon?
I do think, I happen to think all their clothing is for every race.
Stop, I think that's a little wild of you to claim.
I don't think the copy, that specific copy was saying that. I think that's more just a general.
You don't think that's what that means? Designed to keep you cool and comfortable, the two features of each, mm-hmm. of different, they're different races.
So who's cool, black people?
Yes.
And white people are comfortable, is
yes.
what you're saying?
Yes.
Black people are always uncomfortable?
Yeah, in this. Socioeconomic okay, sense, right. yeah, usually.
All right, society. And then what's the next part?
From the golf course to the backyard barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry loves to golf.
Am I wrong?
Yeah. Tiger Woods likes to golf.
The question for the jury is, am I wrong?
The barbecue was, is a...
And everyone likes the barbecue.
The cookout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I think Mack Weldon does want all races to use their products, but I don't think that's what that
the intention of the copy
was.
Well, the name Mac is mm-hmm. is a traditionally black name.
That's true. My art teacher was my middle school art teacher was named Mac Daly.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome is that?
Was he good?
All right, let's go to the next line here. As Michael Jackson famously said, "It doesn't matter if your color is black or white. Mack Weldon clothing is for every race."
That's
explicitly.
I don't believe that. Can I see where it says?
You may have heard famous. Porky Pig impressionist Stavros Haukes.
Not a fucking Porky Pig impressionist.
Claim that Mack Weldon clothing is only for one race.
I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm not I'm not a Porky Pig impressionist.
It says, let us be clear. We're Mack Weldon and we're gay.
We're gay.
And the clothes are for everybody.
You can wear them.
We got underwear, bottoms, tops, and accessories. The accessories that seems to be masks.
Cock rings.
A gator, fucking socks and mm-hmm. shit like that.
That's pretty cool.
I do wear the underwear. I like it.
Me too. I'm a Mack Weldon guy.
When I open my, I'm going to say underwear drawer, but when I say the dumped out pile of clothes from the laundromat on the floor of my bedroom, and I go through the section I've sort of discriminated all the underwear into,
yeah.
I will use up all the Mack Weldon underwear. Mm-hmm. I have maybe 4 pairs, and it takes me about, I'd say 27 days to go through all 4 of those pairs.
I have more, and I like them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they make my cock and balls feel nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Adam?
I have probably the most out of all of us.
No, you don't.
Yep, and I've paid full price. I didn't even use the CumTad promo
code. Well, use the promo code.
We're going to do that. They also have the Mack Weldon.
That's how much I respect them as a company.
The Mack Weldon Blue loyalty program. We're back the Blue program.
I love that. No. It's not the back of the blue program.
You get, it says, you click on this here, it says, get retarded with Mack Weldon Blue. Weldon Blue is our loyalty program full of insider perks, savings, and bragging rights.
You are taking some liberties with this copy.
I'm reading what it says on here. Is that not what it says?
I think
get rewarded with Weldon Blue. Weldon Blue is our loyalty program full of insider perks, savings, and bragging rights to be. Yeah.
That's so. Was it wrong?
Insiders.
Huh?
That's what he said.
Okay. It sounded like
Did you not hear the man?
It sounded like he said insiders.
Why would he say that?
That doesn't even make sense.
Okay.
To become a member, just.
Maybe your head. You got a dirty mind. To
become a member, just create an account and make a purchase. To create an account and make a purchase.
Okay, fine. I guess, fine.
We're going to click get started here. I'm going to enter my email address. And then I'm going to sign in to the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not actually going to do that because I got to hold the microphone with one hand and
yeah.
and text with the other. And I can,
sure,
I can only do that. I can only do that while driving
or jacking off.
Yeah. Okay. So where do I? Let's go ahead and try to buy something and figure out what the so free shipping on orders over $50 and loyalty perks.
Wow,
that's awesome.
But I gotta figure out what the promo code is by trying. I like this new method of figuring out the promo code by. By
buying something.
Buying something. All right, so let's go ahead and put the just add the cart, the purple smoke flavor.
Shit, I'm about to get those. Those are cute.
Mm-hmm.
Purple Check smoke. Out.
Check out.
That's pretty sick.
And full name. Where the fuck do you put the promo code in? You know what? In fact, I think you can just go to Backwalden/Cumtown or some shit. They fucking. Let's see the promo code. So
it's okay. Probably Cumtown. If it's not, it's Cumtown 20.
And if you're looking at any of the underwear photographs to see what they look like on a guy, the ass is actually my ass. That they
can use. You see their cocks?
No, but they show their tight cheeks. Mm. And that's actually my ass.
Your ass is little as fuck.
No,
dude.
My ass is actually.
You've got no cakes whatsoever.
I'm a Mack Weldon ass model.
Yeah, Mack Weldon from Socks. It's the men's genuine essentials brand that believes in smart designs and high quality fabrics. Mack Weldon shirts. This is the same shit.
Oh, they were in Business Insider.
Excuse me?
Yeah, Business Insider. Cumtown 20. For your order, visit MackWeldon.com/Cumtown20 and enter promo code Cumtown20 to receive 20% off your first order.
Mm-hmm.
It's MackWeldon.com/Cumtown20. You get 20% off your first order.
Beautiful.
Versatility, technology,
guarantee. Suck-nology.
They want you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them.
I'm sorry, what?
And they'll still refund
you. Your first pair of what?
I don't know. I forget what happened. So let's just not even talk about it.
I like to wear the Mack Weldon Stealth 8-inch boxer brief. Which has a body mapping technology.
Well, you like to wear.
It's weird that they do all the sizes
by
the dick sizes.
Yeah.
You have to measure your dick. Dude.
Yeah,
I get the 8-inch.
No, you don't.
It's a little snug.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Yes,
so he can fit his and his boyfriend's penis at the same time.
Come on, that's unrealistic. How could you feel comfortable? How could you walk around wearing one pair of penis?
It's called being in love.
One pair of penis pants.
It's called being in love, player.
Yeah. I guess you've never been in love, Adam.
I'm constantly in love.
That's true.
I'm falling in love every day.
Me and my wife constantly share clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
At the same time.
It would be nice to just pretend I'm married and have a wife.
Yeah, just complain about it.
Like constantly just describing a boring life with some person mm-hmm. that doesn't exist.
Yep.
I want that, dude.
And then when people find out, like people don't even think twice about it, and then they find out that I'm unmarried and I live alone in a UPN apartment. And they're like, wow, that is a tragedy.
That's really depressing.
I mean, that's worse than finding out he has a drinking problem.
Oh, yeah. Without question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. Maybe it's time I...
Yeah, I'm gonna piss, and then when I come back, we're gonna talk about Ashley Judd.
Okay.
Why don't you guys tell the guys about some t-shirts you can buy, Adam, at cum.town.
Sounds good.
You can do the read for my t-shirt business.
Okay, so while Nick's in the bathroom, you can go to a website, cum.town,
mm-hmm.
and get some really exciting designed t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. And you can also go to stavi.biz. And get some other t-shirts, and then we've got a couple nice and new designs coming soon. Also, I'm fucking going on tour, and I haven't really announced anything yet, but shit's coming. Let me see if I can find some of these dates.
And nothing, we have committed to bringing back our show.
We're trying to figure out how to bring back Funny Moms. Hopefully it will be soon.
The target date is late May, but we will keep you posted.
Oh, yeah. Here's what we're doing.
We really miss doing it.
I'm going to Portland, Seattle, the Salt Lake City, Denver Comedy Works, whoa, Minneapolis, whoa, San Antonio, Cleveland, Phoenix, Madison, Tampa, Boston, all at the by this year. Details coming soon. If you live in one of those cities, you can go check your comedy clubs. It's probably just like Laughs, Helium, Clarities, Wise Guys. Mm-hmm. I should be on the calendar, mm-hmm, but a formal announcement coming soon.
Yeah.
The
veterans of foreign wars.
I'm doing the VFW halls. Getting my dick sucked by some old vets. damn, dude. Yeah, so Ashley Judd, Nick wanted to talk about. What about this as an idea? Ashley Juggs.
Mm-hmm.
And she's exactly the same, but with fat fucking tits.
No, I just, I was trying to remember what that clip of her on stage at whatever that event was, where she said the nasty woman thing.
Yeah, she is a nasty woman?
Yeah, where she could say.
Oh, where she read like a child's poem?
Well, no, Donald Trump called Hillary Clinton a nasty woman, and then Ashley Judd.
Which she was.
And then Ashley Judd was like, I am a nasty woman. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to remember the line because I couldn't. And what popped into my head was Ashley Judd saying, I am a dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yes, sir.
And that made me laugh. Yeah. It made me laugh.
Yeah.
Laugh at it.
Your wife was like, that's just wrong.
And yeah, your wife was like, Nick, you know I'm still with her. Uh-huh. And I'm tired of you back talking.
You know I'm voting for Hillary, and you're not allowed to vote
because you're a felon.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to vote if you want head from me once every 2 months. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
That's the schedule I'm on.
Yeah, you're on once every 2 months head.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so horrible, dude.
What? To only get top.
Every 2 months?
Every
like
two
you're
months?
A prisoner?
Yeah.
Getting rations? No thanks.
Uh-huh.
I went to a Waffle House recently. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I do that. Every time I'm like, I go there, I'm like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, it's bad food.
Well, the food
it's
itself
fine,
is
it's
like,
fine.
It's fine.
It's bad.
It's just the place, it's always like.
Sometimes you catch
them. They're like, let's just leave garbage on the tables permanently.
Yeah, it's everything's sticky
Which,
always.
They should just put a sign up that says, please bus your own table.
Yeah.
Everyone would do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they like have the pretense of there being like full service.
Yeah, yeah.
There.
Just admit you're a McDonald's.
Can you
right.
still smoke
your
cigarettes
breakfast McDonald's.
In the Waffle
No.
House? No. What are you talking
when
about?
When I first went to one, everyone was smoking cigarettes.
No, that's not
I
true.
I thought it was pretty cool.
You're lying. Where was this? When was this?
I think in South Carolina.
When?
I want to say.
It's fucked up because it's like it's a full service restaurant. They do that so they can pay the waitress less, but then the waitress doesn't do any of the things mm-hmm. that a waitress does, which doesn't like incentivizes people to not tip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they
also they're not tipping on like a fucking like
$7,
$3 breakfast.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like nothing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just couldn't find the Perkins, which is what I really wanted.
Oh, I got something very perky for you.
What, your nipples?
My nips, dude. I want you to suck my nipples, you fucking bitch. Dude, honestly, that is a power move to make another man suck your nipples.
Yeah, that's the kind of shit they do in the movie Chinatown.
That's true.
Yeah, I remember that scene. Yep. Where Jack Nicholson.
Or, John Huston makes Jack Nicholson suck his nipple.
That's a good movie, honestly.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
was the
I'm gonna be real
last
you.
Time you saw Mr. Mulray? Well, maybe you could suck on my nipples and I'd give you an answer. I don't think so. No.
Well, what if I held a gun up to your head? Ted, would you suck them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The movie Speed, but instead of a bus, it's
yeah.
One of those electric cars.
Oh, shit.
Everybody's driving now, and the bomb goes off
Tesla.
Immediately because his... Because of the wires.
Yep.
Yeah. There's too many electricity wires.
So fucking true. There's too many fucking wires.
The movie, the moral of the story is that we need to move away
from electric cars.
From electric cars, because there's a lot of stuff like that they didn't even consider.
Yeah, that's fucking right. True.
Pop quiz, hotshot. You got an electric car. There's a bomb in it. It goes off right away because of the wires.
Mm-hmm. He's got a point. That's fucking true.
That's true.
Can I see your pussy, Sandra?
Yeah.
I would like to see Sandra Bullock's pussy.
I haven't seen it.
You have?
Yeah.
No.
I have.
From where?
You just go up to her and ask her.
Really? She'll show it to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's actually very...
She's like, really down to earth.
Unassuming and down to earth in her life.
Yeah,
even though Jesse James wrecked that pussy, I still want to take a sneak peek.
No, I don't care.
You don't?
I don't think it's wrecked.
Yeah, I was in
You're right. He didn't wreck it, but I just don't like the fact that she fucked Jesse James.
I was in my apartment.
I don't blame women for their past.
I was in my...
It's like, I don't own her.
Back when I can judge her for things that I thought...
When I lived on the Upper West Side, when I lived on the Upper West Side, I was like dumping a bucket of diarrhea out my window.
They don't have plumbing.
Yeah, well, it's like kind of like an old school New York thing.
Yeah.
That's how they used to do it. Heirloom plumbing.
Yeah, I dumped a bucket of diarrhea all over Sandra Bullock's head while she was walking down the street. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And she's like, it happens all the time. And then we got a picture together.
Wow. She's really
still covered
cool.
in your shit.
She's really
That's
cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude. And I was like, wow, check out Miss Congeniality.
Yeah. Earned that nickname.
Yeah.
Yep. The real life.
Yeah. And you're like, can I introduce you to Mr. Congeniality? Yeah. And you have Mr. Congeniality written on your penis in really, really small font.
Mr. Conj.
Sorry, I ran out of space.
Yeah. Why do you have Mr. Con written on your dick? I don't know. I've been waiting. I knew you were in the same room. I've been waiting with this bucket of diarrhea.
To do a meet cute.
Do a meet cute. I thought my dick was bigger.
Could fit the whole word congeniality.
My mom told me my dick was big.
My mom told me my dick was big.
My mom would tell me that when I was a baby, I had the biggest dick she'd ever seen. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was big as an adult. And what?
I ran out of
and
space.
She's dripping, and she's dripping in diarrhea, and she's like, "That is the sweetest thing I've ever heard."
She just starts sucking your little ass dick,
Let's
covered
go,
in
girls.
Shit.
Yep. Mr. Conj.
Mr. Conj.
Mr. Conj.
The sequel to Miss Congeniality.
That's really good.
Yes.
Yep. That's the thing that happened.
What else did you tell her?
Fuck, dude. Mr. Conj. It's really upside down and all fucked up because you're running it from your vantage point.
Yeah, just extra, just the space in the margins. You're taking notes.
All right, okay. Now I'm back.
Yeah.
I feel like you had one of those earlier.
I did. And it put me.
And now I'm.
It put me in the zone for a second.
Mr. Conj got me really nicely, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Well, so.
That's the kind of stuff that could happen in a New York minute.
Fucking city, man, that's the type
crazy,
of shit that happens
yeah.
every fucking day.
Yeah.
I introduced her to my.
Well, I probably said it on the show before, but I remember when. Jesse James cheated on her. That was like presented into
it
culture.
It was news.
It was something that we were like all supposed to be mad about.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck do I care? Some like
yeah.
marital dispute between two celebrities.
Also, it's fucking Jesse James. You think that guy's not getting some trashy pussy on the side?
I thought that he was a good guy, honestly.
Wasn't he also like racist or some shit?
Oh, I mean, I thought he would just at least be good to his
wife. I think you're thinking of everyone else named Jesse in the world.
That's true.
I think you might be confusing him with every single guy named
Jesse. Every guy named Jesse?
Yeah.
That is a fucking stupid
name.
Now
I'm remembering every guy I know named Jesse. And
they're all racist.
They're all pretty funny, too.
They're all funny and they're all racist.
Yeah, I know like a fucking guy named Jesse that's like, I think, probably become rich racist. Like, well, it's one of the most standard types of racist. But, you know, like, I think he went to like Yale or Princeton or some shit. He had curly hair. I could see him becoming a racist. Or maybe was he half black? I'm not sure.
It's humble though to go by Jesse, because if you're like a snob, you go by Jesus. You know, the full.
Jesse isn't short for Jesus, is it?
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. No, you're joking.
No, it's.
Shut the fuck up.
That's short for
I know you're trying to troll me because you're doing that overly serious face.
It's short for Jesse.
It's just my face. Give yourself away.
It's just my face.
You give yourself away when you try and troll.
What's my not serious face?
You're thinking about something good, cool you did. And you kind of have a vacant stare because you're not engaged. That's your normal face.
Well, I'm thinking about all the guys named Jesse that I've met.
That you fucked.
I didn't fuck.
There's thousands of them. What is Jesse just the name? Like, is it short for anything?
It's short for Justin.
Justin.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's probably one of those ones where it's like short for like Thomas.
James.
Yeah.
Like, but people are like, yeah, my name's Dick. It's short for Richard. You're like,
that makes no sense.
Jesse or Yishay, Hebrew. Meaning king or God's gift.
Yahshua. Yesh.
It's very funny that once upon a time there were Jewish kings.
Is a figure described in the Bible as the father of David.
We was kings, actually.
Yeah, we were all kings.
We was all kings.
King of the Israelites.
And Israel was filled with gold. And there was a library.
And we would chop babies in half if a bitch was annoying.
Timbuktu was that? Actually, Africa was all Jew. It'd be funny if there were like the reverse black Israelites, the Israel Blackalites. Did we already do that one?
No, I don't think so.
I think I pitched that as a sketch to something. It's like Jews that were like, we were the original blacks. And they just out in the street.
And then the white devil. Yeah.
You guys are just boop. We're the real blacks. The original Fresh Princes of Bel Air were all Jewish guys. The first seven princes. That's a notice. They say that Timbuktu used to be gold, a golden library.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a college and a bank to me.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Where you can find most of us today.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Fuck. Part of the original tribes called Quest.
Yes.
That's right. And how come I'm always seeing them at the club?
Yeah.
And you're always seeing me at the bank.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to see more of Adam being sexually assaulted, you can check it out at patreon.com/cumtown.
That's right.
And that's a guarantee.
Oh, so yeah.
Where we have a second episode every week.
We have a second tab.
We have hell, and you know what? Mm-hmm. There's so many in the fucking archives too.
Yeah, we thought the show had an audience, but really, it's people listening to the show for about 3 weeks, and then they cycle out.
Yep.
So we get enough people to come in for three.
And you know what? It'll be nice. You'll recognize if you get the Patreon and you fucking plow through it for 3 weeks, and then you're done. You're like, Jesus Christ, what have I done with my life?
That's stupid.
That's fine.
I
just pay for it for 1 month.
And then go to MacWeldon.com and use promo code Gabagool to get a 10% off customized Italian underwear that tells damn, I should have had a couple more Dr. Peppers beforehand because my brain is filled with dog shit.
Mm-hmm. So is your ass.
Yeah, well, I always like shitting when I go out. Mm-hmm. I like to try out bathrooms, and sometimes I don't have to.
So you stuff your
ass. I stuff my ass with dog shit that I find.
So you're always locked and loaded.
On the way to a date, that's one of my big date tips, is when you go out with a woman, as soon as she takes you back to her place, you want to excuse yourself to take a long, loud shit in her bathroom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if you come out and she's still down, that's how you know.
She's the one.
That's the one woman to have sex with.
Yeah. When I'm on a date, I like checking them to see if they're wearing a wire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I have to finger you to make sure.
Sorry, I
got to
feel your body to make sure.
I like to go through,
because I'm actually a criminal.
I like to go through a woman's pubic hair with one of those inspection probes they use to check children for lice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my move. Mm-hmm.
Make sure she's clean. Mm-hmm. Like she's at Ellis Island or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I go through a woman's pubes with chopsticks.
Yep.
And and then I say, okay, I've already come in my pants.
Yeah. You're like, I have to go now. I have something to do.
I'm wearing Macworld now.
I use the chopsticks. And
dude, coming in your pants is so goddamn funny.
It will never not be funny.
I'm not a come in my pants.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Nobody's done it. You got to be like fucking...
When we were young,
I've known a few people who've come in their
pants. My friend Alice cummed in his pants.
It'd be funny to come in your pants at like dinner.
No, we're like making out with a girl.
You're just at Benihana and you...
Yeah, that is hilarious. That would be funny.
And she's like, you want to come back to my place afterwards? And you're like, huh?
You're like, yeah. No.
Yeah. And then just some guy pops a fucking shrimp tempura in your mouth from across the room.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would
be. That restaurant is so cool.
I've never been in my life.
What?
It's really cool.
I've never been to Benihana.
I used to think it was like fancy. Like, when I'm going to grow up and be a businessman.
It's a little fancy. It's not fancy.
No, I used to think that's where, like, king, like, you know,
politicians. Jewish kings.
The Jewish king, Jesse,
mm-hmm. The Jew.
King's
Solomon. I'm
going to
just be going P.F. Chang's, Benihana's.
King on Salomon.
Rotating.
King on Salomon. That'll do it, folks.
Yeah. Yes.
King on. What are the other Jewish kings, Adam?
Yeah. David.
Okay, that one's already pretty Jewish. Go to the next one.
I just know Solomon and David. I don't know. I can't think of any others, actually.
Yeshiva.
That's
King Yeshiva. King Pinchas.
Yeshivans 5% off her order.
Yeshivans wants a discount. Yeah.
Or the Jewish kings. Let's see.
Jewish king list. Come on, pull it up.
Jehoash.
Jehoash. Just put the M word on the end of that one.
Jehoash. <N-word.
laughs> What you looking at? And then that word, mm-hmm. And then the N word.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah. Thanks. Amazia.
Amazia. The how small your dick is.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. Good. Jotham.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Jotham and then the N-word again.
Yeah, okay.
But in plural.
Jotham.
Yeah, okay.
This has moved away from a bit where it's, let's try and work this into banks or coupons. And now
Rehoboam. He's from Rehoboam.
Yeah, and that's just a follow-up to the last statement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Rehoboam, yeah.
Yeah.
Where else? Jehu.
Jehu.
J-E-H-U.
All the it just sounds like a toothless guy who owns a barbecue restaurant in Houston. Just trying to speak a sentence about revenge that he's going to get.
One more name, Adam.
Ahaziah.
Damn. Maybe the black Israelites are right. I don't even know what these names are. How can you hear those names and not be like, these were black men? I mean,
they were black men.
Jotham and Ahaziah for sure, dude.
Jeroboam. Nadab.
Nadab sounds like the first name of a quarterback for LSU.
The next one's like that boy.
Nadab Williams.
That boy. Derry Golden. Jefferson.
There you go, that boy. Basha. Yeah.
Basha. Well, that sounds a little too close to home.
I don't know where
you. Oh, okay.
Okay, I see.
Black Dasha.
Black Dasha, yeah.
She's like, sorry, I'm late.
Sorry, that's true.
To the Black Scare podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I think the Hasmonean.
Black Anna's just like, have you ever read The Late Psychiatrist?
Oh, that's blog? Good, yeah.
Thank you.
What's The Late Psychiatrist?
Well, and everyone's
the,
like, the everyone's like, Black Anna's late. And they're like, yeah, we know. They're like, no, I mean, she's having a baby.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's late on her period.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Late. That's good, man.
Why don't you pull up the Red Scare podcast and we'll go through their episode titles?
Nah, I don't think we
we'll
do
the
do
black
that.
Version. Of
yeah, we'll
do nah, yeah. I think we're good on that.
They had, right. They had Adam LaCurtis on recently.
Adam LaCurtis.
Mm-hmm.
Manasseh.
That's good.
Zafagorn Cleghorn, Jewish king. Jehoiakim.
Oh, Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, Jehoiakim.
All right, man. Fuck Jews. Let's get the fuck out of here.